Jacqueline Knapp said she wants to be in the Park City School District because there is so much opportunity with 7 schools and an active community that includes the contributions made by the Education Foundation.
You know, I've always been in special education. I started out, as most of us do, as a paraprofessional. In college, I worked with children who had severe autism doing ABA. Moving on, I've worked for the university, I've consulted for the State Office of Education, I've worked doing educational consultation in private practice, and came from a charter co-op where I was helping to reorganize that special education program. So I've had my feet wet in pretty much all areas that encompass special education.
Knapp said it can be difficult to identify kids who need special ed resources. She said the K-3 literacy programs in Park City help identify and track disabilities so children can stay in the classroom if possible.
So this is a process of child find, and this gets a little bit tricky. It starts at a global level in the school where we're giving everybody good instruction. We identify at-risk groups, and there's an uncomfortable conversation, which is sometimes we have kiddos who just need support all the way through school, but they're not necessarily special education. So it's this really fine balance sometimes. And that's, looked at through historical information as they grow. We keep good records. We look at intervention trends. And at the point where they're just not able to make it themselves, that's when we would want to begin to start to serve them.
The district has about 345 designated special ed students, and she watches the data closely.
So we want to make sure that we're not overqualifying minority students, we're not overqualifying students who are learning disabled, that they're getting appropriate instruction. So I'm seeing the numbers currently hold true to what they should be on the state level. Our minority classifications are not out of hand. Our numbers are where they should be. And I watch those monthly to make sure we don't over exceed what we should.
There's a lot of research, she said, that shows special ed students do best if they remain in their classrooms as much as possible.
Every time we take a child out of a classroom or pull them out because they're at risk or they need specialized instruction, that's restricting their environment. And there's a long history of federal law to show that we need to let them be with their peers as long as possible and take them out as little as possible. And that's always a balance we work with.
She said the school district website is updated with details, FAQs, contacts, and information that can help parents and guardians understand how to navigate the resources for their students. Knapp agrees it is expensive to staff the kind of special ed program found in Park City, but she said the program serves other students as well.
We actually have 20 special education teachers, and we have about 40 paraprofessionals, so we have some of the paras on the site. Given our, and I'll tell you why it's good that there are a lot of professionals, because that means a really low student-to-teacher ratio, the lowest I've ever seen in the state. We train well. Our teachers are right on pace with the district initiatives, with Wilson programming and other things, and our kids are getting good services. Also, people don't realize that we can help serve that at-risk general ed population as well, so it's not strictly special ed instruction.
Knapp wants to make sure all children with disabilities are served appropriately and said the website pcschools.us has many details about special education services in the school district. She can be reached at the school district at 435-645-5600. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.